This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, hey, hello, it's Gabe. Thanks for listening to a Ben and Gabe podcast. Nice work. I see what's happened though. 6:30 till 9 on a Wednesday morning is a little bit too early for you to listen live. And I get that. I'm not judging. That's why we do the podcast. This week was really fun. Okay, I'll admit, it did start off a little bit depressing. I'm being defriended left, right and centre. And look, I think Ben actually gets a little bit too much pleasure out of this. He's also filled with delight at finding a new sound effect, which he torments me with relentlessly. We get it, Ben. You love a sound effect. Okay, that's enough now, Ben. But then the fun begins for me, because I get to tease Ben about his age. For once, the jokes about age aren't on me, and I admit I love it. And I tease him relentlessly. Ben, you're catching up to me, and I gotta tell you, I feel good. I feel great. I almost feel young again. You're about to learn about the fashion police ruling in China. We're going to tell you about some supermarket shenanigans, and also we're going to give you the update on Dry July. On a slightly more serious note, we look at women in sport, and I'll be honest, it's not serious. Nothing we do is serious. But we look at the LGBTI plus representation in the recent FIFA World Women's Cup. Now, during the podcast, I refer to the Matildas as the Socceroos. Forgive me, I'm an idiot. Also, the Matildas are really great, and if you're not already on board with them, you should be. They have several players who are out and proud, and the team is often cited as the most popular sporting outfit as role models for their attitudes as much as their sporting ability. But that's enough from me. Let's hear from Ben and me.
That's Sigma Anywhere.
You're here with Ben and Gabe on Joy.
You could go anywhere with us.
You could.
Yes.
This could go anywhere.
This
could go anywhere.
There's a city in eastern China,
Ooh,
Gabe.
We've gone to China.
It's called Jinan. They are banning what is known as the mankini.
Oh, I didn't.
What is the mankini, you ask?
Yeah, well, I know what
it is. It's a popular trend in eastern China where it gets so hot that they actually like roll their t-shirts up into like crop tops.
Oh, okay.
And they're exposing their bellies.
Oh, nice.
It's a popular way for men to cool off, apparently.
And they're banning it.
They're banning it. They're saying it's tarnishing the image of the city.
Oh, no more middle-aged midriffs.
Well, they actually refer to the older men as the bang yi, which is in English, the exposing grandfathers.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It's dad bods. See, that, you don't
sounds
want to
a bit Mardi Gras-esque, I think.
Well, I can't imagine it is. I just can't think there's anything sexy about it. It's more of a, I mean, who wants to, no, it's it should be banned.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm having
they're trying
a
to clean up. They're trying to clean up the city, though. You can be charged up to $30 US if you expose your belly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's taking, though, the fashion police to a whole new level. Okay. I reckon they should bring this to Melbourne.
Yeah,
what would you like to see outlawed?
Oh, socks and sandals.
That's not great. What about popped collars?
Oh, yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah, get rid of that.
Yeah. What about cargo pants?
Oh,
cargo shorts.
They're very useful, especially now you can't use plastic bags. Like when you go shopping, you can just load up all your pockets. Cargo pants are
cargo pants with sandals.
They're all right. No, no, that's you can't do two.
Do you know what I hate?
What?
Little kids on leashes.
Yeah.
You know, they should turn that around. The parents should be on the leash.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe just tie them to a pole out the front of the shop. And then
I reckon I'd be down with going to Jinan in eastern China. I'd love it.
You get
I wouldn't
your
even
though.
I wouldn't even like. I wouldn't even be tying up my crop tops though.
Yeah.
Like, because they're already in that length.
Yeah. Right.
You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a bit gross, really.
Yeah.
Just a bit gross.
Hello, this is Julia Zamiro, and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
Gabe, what's going on? You're all over the place this morning.
The wheels are falling
you're
off.
You're seeming very unsettled.
I am very unsettled. Hey, you know how sometimes on Facebook your friends list goes up and down and you realise that people have like defriended you but you don't really know who it is?
I have that problem sometimes with Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a part of life, right? Well, I've actually been defriended twice by two friends have defriended me in the last 2 weeks, but not on Facebook. They actually sent me a text message to tell me that we're not. Yeah. Oh, look. Okay. Sorry. 3 friends have texted me in the last 2 weeks and told me that they're... See, the thing is...
That's not good.
No, it's
That's not good.
Good
at all.
It's not good because it's adults, right? If you're friends with someone and you don't really see them anymore and you kind of just distance yourself and you what speak to them less. And...
Yeah.
But these friends of mine decided that not only did they not want to be my friend anymore, but they wanted to let me know exactly... why and that we're not friends anymore, just uh-huh. so there was no mistaking it for me.
Yeah,
they didn't want any awkward conversation where I called them and said, you know, do you want to hang out? And it'd be like,
listen to me, I don't like you, I never liked you.
Thanks, it's Lisa. What like are you that. Doing though to bring this on, Gabe?
Well, oh, okay, good question.
Because I'm seeing a, I'm thinking you're seeing a halo around your head, but
I am.
There's quite often little devil's horns.
I'm definitely a bit of a devil sometimes.
Yes.
But see, the thing is, I'm trying to be more assertive, uh-huh. and I'm trying to create boundaries with people, which yes. I've never done before. So people are kicking back, and
right.
I just thought, look, if anyone's listening,
they're throwing it back at you.
They're throwing it back at me.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Move on. They really
I'm
wanted me to
say
know.
This. It's actually sounding very practical and very sensible.
Yeah.
I
what? Are you?
I struggle
why have you got
with
your
saying.
Phone out? Well, you've got your phone out. What are you doing? You can't text in the middle of talking. Like you just Ben. Oh, okay. Oh, you. You've sent me a text. Well, you don't want to be my co-host anymore?
No, I'm through.
Oh, this is some, okay, so 4 people in the last 2 weeks have texted me to tell me they don't want anything to do with me. If you want to tell me that you don't want to have anything to do with me, send me a text. Tell me what I've done wrong. Tell me why you don't like me anymore.
We just got another text. People don't want you to do the show anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bringing David Tolkien.
That's the program director. She just says, get out.
No one wants to be your friend anymore.
And they don't want me to think otherwise. They want me to specifically know it's over.
I'm intrigued by this breakup via text.
Yeah.
Though.
Yes.
Because I'm used to a whole different way, like via Grindr, where it's just you don't even give any explanation. You just block them.
Yeah, right.
You'll raise them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's some Mission Impossible Russian hacking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Interference. Mm,
mm. Well, I guess that's... But you can't really block people in real life, do you
it's
know?
It's like
you
the stick in MIB2, you know, when they put the yeah, stick. It's exactly. like you never saw those photos gun. I sent you.
I deleted internet dating off my phone the other day
yeah.
and I just did the full ghost. I walked away. It's no good. It's a waste of time.
We want to know about your breakup text. Mm. Who's written in, Gabe?
We've had a message from Jeff. He said he's going to be my friend. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
You say that now, but you know...
Well, Gabe, someone's got to be Gabe's friend.
Yeah. We've had a text in from Brad. He said, hi, Gabe. I don't know if I feel you're putting the same amount of effort into this as I do. I send you messages on air on a regular basis and not once have you replied. I really have to question your ongoing commitment to this. Brad, thank you. I needed someone to tell me how it is. See, these people aren't honest with each other anymore. Sometimes you need someone to send you a text saying you're a bad person and get on with your life. Thanks.
Yep.
For, I appreciate
get
it,
the
Brad.
Hint, Gabe.
Thanks. I needed that honesty.
Is there anything you're kind of doing... to bring this on?
Look, I just can't be bothered anymore. Whatever. If you're not going to be a decent person, then I can't be bothered. One friend that defriended me, I actually defriended him on Facebook only because he's a troll. He's like always on Facebook, like throwing hand grenades out there, and it just gets me down. So I defriended him on Facebook, but I didn't think he'd realize. Like, I wanted us to be friends in real life.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going on. I've said too much.
Oh, we got another one. It says, stop talking, Gabe. We're going to get into a song now.
Now one for Ben and Gabe. Beware of grandfathers bearing gifts, especially cakes. Police were called to Warrington Hospital in Cheshire, England, after the staff ate a red velvet sponge given as a thank you gift.
That's good though.
Yeah, it's lovely.
But sounds delicious.
It looked really nice too, but it was spiked with cannabis.
Oh no.
Yeah. The grandfather, he wanted to thank the nurses for their care of a relative, is said to have been unaware of the cake's additional ingredient, and had taken it from his grandson's 18th birthday before presenting it to the nurses. Likely story.
Was this in Stony Point, Victoria? Where was it again?
It was actually in Cheshire, England.
Oh, quite far
yes.
away.
See, yeah, the problem here is that nurses are looking for uppers, not downers. That's where he's gone wrong.
That's yeah, yeah, that's a point.
Can you imagine
too.
All the nurses going, where have we put the intestines?
Yes, well, they were off their faces, apparently, some of the nurses.
That's
so,
a medical term.
Yeah, off their faces.
Has anyone got a quarter for the machine, for the vending machine? I just want a Twinkie.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh, no, what's another one's come through? Oh, that's my mum. She doesn't even want to be my mum anymore. That's weird. That's an app. You're sending me it on WhatsApp as well, Ben. I got your text. I get it. You don't want to be my friend. We were never friends.
We're going to be talking about the women's soccer right after this. You enjoy. FIFA Women's World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is very, very exciting times because not only did the USA win against the Netherlands, they have got the highest number of out players ever. Both teams, the US and the Netherlands, in the finals
together.
That's great. Yeah. They've each got 5 lesbians and bisexual athletes, and the US coach is fully out as well. Her name is Jill Ellis. So it's just very cool to see this amount of representation in sport. And the co-captain of the US, there's a lot of stuff about her in the media. Her name is Megan Rapione. I don't know how to pronounce her surname, Rapione, Megan. Anyway, she was quoted as saying, you can't win a championship without the gays. So it's good because...
You can't win a championship without the gays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know,
always the best dressed. Well, we have the best cheer squads.
Yes, we do. But I don't know if all the lesbians are
often I don't know. I'm just thinking of
dressed.
A bunch of gays just doing like Bring It On or something.
I just wanted to mention it because the representation...
No,
of
it's great.
Gays and lesbians in sport is really important, especially because, in America at least, because Trump is... I mean, he's a little bit
I have to just
anti-
say, though, too, there's just before we go to Trump, there is a real sort of masculinity sort of race with sports. And it is quite telling, you know, with women's sports that, you know, maybe they're happy to be a little bit more open, whereas with male sports, they're a little bit scared of the masculinity factor.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, less men come out.
Yes, that's really interesting, you know? Isn't it? But in I think it's the US team, there's actually a couple in the team.
I think they're more commonly coming out in America than they are around the rest of the world. We could get some feedback on that 0427JOY949 because in Australia, has it happened yet? I know someone's going to be the first to remind us. I feel like it has.
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to sport overall.
Apart
sorry.
From the Women's FIFA Cup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's happening in the US, Gabe?
Talking about LGBTQI plus stuff.
Yes. You just threw every letter in that, didn't you?
This. I do. Yeah. I think I left out a couple of vowels. But anyway, apparently Melania Trump wore a rainbow dress to...
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, well, have a look. Just look up Melania Trump white rainbow dress.
Her name's also Melania Trump, isn't it?
Melania? Melania.
I'm throwing you under the
melanoma.
Bus this morning.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm used to it. Just tell me how you feel. Oh, yeah, we've got a text.
Just
Gabe,
a text.
You're an idiot.
Gabe, you need to go back to school. Look, I'm looking at this dress. It's designed by Carolina Herrera.
Mm-hmm.
If she has done something for Pride Month, it's very noble. I'm looking at it and I'm not seeing rainbow.
It's white with rainbow
stripes.
I'm
just seeing fashion statement.
You think?
Nah.
She wore it to Trump's Independence Day event. So
if Melania's done something for Pride Month, I take my hat off to her, but I see her making more of a fashion choice than a political statement.
Not a subtle endorsement of LGBT.
I think she's an airhead and an idiot and obsessed with money.
Okay,
I think she's fabulous, but not seeing
it. You don't
it.
Think?
Not seeing it at all.
Not a subtle message?
No.
Ah, okay. Well, we have had a text in. It says, I think you're awesome and doing a good job. Do you do 40th birthday?
Oh, that's mean.
I'm not
is
sure
that
meaning
because you're pushing 40?
No, I'm not pushing 40. Mm. You are. Got another
just
text.
Just had a text in.
You're an
Gabe,
old
you're
hag.
Pushing 40.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie.
And we're Sophie Tucker.
And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
We've just had a shout out. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the women's soccer, the FIFA World Cup.
Yep.
It's got a very high rate of
lesbians. Bisexuals. Yeah, and we were wondering
that's
about
great.
Australian talent.
Who would have thought?
That Aussies would have come out?
Well, no, just that sport had like
gay
people
as well. Oh, a heap of lesbians,
well. Yeah.
We've had a text in and it says, hey, Gabe, we're not friends anymore.
No,
it says.
Because I was questioning, I was wondering how much queer representation we have in Australian sports because I don't think we have a lot. I actually think in America there's quite a lot of people coming out, but I think Australia it's very masculine.
Yeah.
There's a word I'm looking for, heterosexualized.
Sport, Australian sport. Yes, that's true.
Anyway, we've had a shout out. Ian Roberts came out in the NRL years ago, but AFL guys still remain in the closet.
Yes.
Look, I'm ready. I'm waiting. I'm here to welcome you with open arms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Please come.
Well, we've got
into
Serena. Serena working at the desk.
Yes.
And she told me just then that there are 3 to 4 Aussie Socceroos which are out and proud. And also, I did pronounce Megan's name wrong. It is Megan Rapinoe.
Oh.
Rapinoe.
Okay.
Megan, so we're good?
Have you ever played soccer before?
No, but my mum played soccer. My mum was a soccer coach.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, she's born in New South Wales, so they're getting to the soccer a bit there.
That's great.
I love a bit of AFL, though.
Yeah.
I like the
women's one. Mm. Can you kick a footy?
Yeah, I can kick a footy.
You know when I kick it, I do that thing where it sort of spins up in the air. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you're putting your foot on the ball at the wrong place. Oh. It's got to be like underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I should go to therapy for sport because I was always, you know, as a little gay boy and like I'd fear, you know, getting up to the stumps, you know, having to, you know, hit the tee ball, you know, like the boys on the opposing side had always sort of like, you know, be like, oh, here we go. You know, here we go. He's going to, yeah.
Oh, that's a bit sad. Poor little Ben. You would have been such a cute little boy as well.
I think so.
Everyone knows, Ben just gave me a hug because he thought I was sad and he gave me a hug. He's a sweet man.
Just clean now, I'll be there. I know the tears are rolling down your face.
And it feels like yours was the only heart to break. If you're on the Sunbury line, there are minor delays after an earlier ill passenger required medical assistance.
Aww.
That happens a lot on the trains. Imagine if you're on the train and you had a medical emergency.
I reckon it happens a lot because, like, metros are so unreliable and annoying.
It makes
you know what I mean? Like,
when
the train comes on time, people start, like, throwing up because they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
Ventilating.
It's actually happening.
I get it. It all makes sense.
Something that they didn't get right the other day, hey, Gabe.
What's that?
Was Jeep and Mazda.
Oh, yeah.
What happened the other day with that?
The wheels are falling off.
Yeah.
Their wheels are falling off. There's been a big recall for Mazdas, Jeeps and Dodges. There's been a few different things. I mean, in all those cars, the radios work perfectly. The heating also works perfectly. Seatbelts work perfectly. Wheels have a habit of falling off.
No.
Also, the windscreens also have a habit of falling off. Mm. So your windscreen shouldn't be in your lap. It should be firmly attached to your car.
How do you get that wrong?
Exactly.
How do you get that
I think
wrong?
It was a glue issue. They used Clag when they were meant to use super glue.
And well, all the technicians got their licenses online.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can have cars with a few little dodgy things going on, but one thing you don't want to happen is that the wheels fall off. So Mazda, a little bit of work to do. You're not making hover cars. They need wheels, all right? That's hilarious.
I need some dating advice off you.
Me?
Yeah.
Ha, sure.
I need some interpretation on some wording I've been given by a guy.
I'll give you my honest opinion. It'll be a text saying, we're not friends anymore.
There's also a trend going around. It's called the ice cream licking trend. Have you heard about it?
Haven't people always been licking ice cream?
Well, yeah, no, that's true. But, Listen, someone did something in America and it's become an online sensation. People are copycatting it.
Oh.
And we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah, I love a bit of ice cream. I'll lick it all day.
You're listening to a Ben and Gabe podcast. Gabe, I need a bit of advice.
Yeah. What?
I had a bit of a meltdown on Sunday.
You're talking about dating advice, aren't you?
Of course I am. It's all I ever talk about, isn't it?
At what point did you think I would be a good person to ask for advice from?
I had a little bit of a meltdown. I was very happy, though. Yep. I was on a high on Sunday night because I've been chatting to this really cute guy online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He's Spanish.
Oh, nice.
Latino.
Ooh.
Yes.
Sexy.
Went home to my housemate. I was like, oh, my God, I'm loving this guy. He's so cute because he is really cute.
Love.
But he keeps calling me Pappy. And I was telling my housemate about this. I'm like, oh, my God, it's so cute. He keeps calling me Pappy. Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute?
It is endearing. What does it mean?
Ezra, my housemate, is like, you realize you've just made my Sunday. You've made my day. I'm like, why? And he's like, because it means daddy.
What did you think it meant?
Well, it's a term of endearment. It means baby.
You thought he was calling you babe, but he was really calling you dad.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's not. So then I had this breakdown thinking about what Pappy actually means. So I started looking it up online and I did look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll read this for you online. Borrowed by English, Pappy is a Spanish colloquialism for daddy, extended as a general term of endearment, like buddy for a friend or my man for a romantic partner.
But daddy, because is he a bit younger than
you? It's a bit of an age gap. It's not much.
So you say you're not a daddy? What? You've got to start working on your dad bod.
He is 22.
Oh, so yeah, you are his daddy. This is hilarious. You didn't realise, but you're in daddy territory.
So to convince myself, I kept digging. I thought I'd look a little bit further. Just to remind you, Pappy is a colloquial term for daddy in Spanish, but in many Spanish-speaking cultures, particularly in the Caribbean, Gabe is often used as a general term of affection for any man, whether it is a relative, friend or lover.
Relative,
so
like
I could call you Pappy. You know?
I'm not your friend. You just defriended me before.
It's just the English term for baby.
It's No, you're rocking a dad bod now, Ben.
Am I entering into daddy territory?
You are a daddy now. You're a daddy now. You're looking upset about this. No, you're definitely a daddy.
On that note, we're going to get into a song now. Noted. Daddy. But we're going to stop calling
you
that.
Got another text come in. You're a dad. Yep. Yep, still a dad.
I want to know if it means daddy or if it means friend. It
means daddy.
Hate
you're
you.
Daddy.
I was just talking about my little dating quabbles.
Your little guy?
My little... Well, he's not that little.
Oh.
But there's a slight age difference.
Slight.
About 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling me pappy.
Mm-hmm.
And
daddy.
I'm... Which means... Which its translation is daddy, but it's a term of endearment. It's just like calling someone baby.
You're not ready to be a dad, are you, Ben?
No, not yet. Not at all. Anyway, someone's just written in, I use pappy as an endearing term, but more in a sorrowful way. Like, oh, baby, that's... Shite.
Yeah.
Mm.
So maybe he's like, oh, daddy, you're old now. You're a daddy.
There's a trend going around. It is called the ice cream licking challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So a woman in Texas last week was caught on video with her boyfriend opening up a carton of ice cream and licking it and then putting it back in the freezer.
Oh, no.
It's disgusting, but it's become a huge viral trend. People have been copycatting it around the world.
Huh.
Mm.
That's so strange.
She was nearly arrested, though, this
girl.
But because she's 17, she's considered a juvenile, so she can't be arrested.
Of course she's a juvenile. Mm. She's going around licking. Licking ice cream and putting it back on the
shelves. You should always try it before you buy.
You wouldn't want a pappy doing that, for example. Like, you know, a pappy wouldn't do something like that. They're more mature, more worldly.
I get it. I'm in Golden Girls territory. Now, can you change my depends? Have you ever done anything naughty in a supermarket, Gabe?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that you're willing to admit?
No.
Okay.
But I've never licked anything.
I thought of all the really naughty things that I'm not going to say on air that I have done.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember being a small child and at the checkout on the, what do you call it, conveyor belt? What's it called?
Conveyor belt.
I thought my mum had a magazine and it had Kylie and Danny on the front cover. And I said, oh, mum, you're not getting that.
As in it's bad.
With Kylie and Danny.
Yeah, yeah.
And mum's like, oh, I'm not buying that. And then the woman behind was like, oh, it's actually my magazine.
Oh, brutal. That's brutal.
Mm.
That's no good.
Yeah, but look, I try before you buy, you know, just grab a little slice of ham from the deli, you know.
Sometimes I just like give little kids a bit of a nudge with my trolley. Just a nudge.
Are you that crazy old woman that shops between 10 and 12?
Crazy, yes. Old, no.
No.
Pappy?
Stop saying that. I want to know the naughtiest thing you've ever done in a supermarket.
We've had another text in said, Pappy is daddy. And he said, that's okay. Father's Day is coming up.
Can someone let me know that day and I'll just pop it in my calendar.
You're going to have to text that guy and just tell him.
I'm really quite youthful. I could not possibly be in that territory.
Tell him to clean up his room.
We were talking before about the ice cream licking challenge. It's
yes.
a viral video that's gone around the internet. Mm. People have been copycatting it. Mm-hmm. We want to know the naughtiest thing you've ever done in a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not talking about common stealing. You know, there's other things you can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
You could sometimes people buy things from the deli and then decide they don't want them anymore and they just kind of put them back on the shampoo
aisle. Yeah, that's horrible. That's disgusting.
That's no good.
Yeah.
They can't sell that then.
I do work in retail though and I have to say I do enjoy kind of just plonking something somewhere.
Just hiding it.
Not like that though. That's disgusting.
No, yes. You know? It's very disgusting.
Look, we're getting quite a few entries but there's actually a whole lot we can't read.
I didn't realise.
Turns out there's a whole lot of people that should be in jail.
Apparently we're being aired in a jail because the texts we're getting are outrageous.
Lisa's written in. She said, I've seen someone scan prawns as carrots.
Yeah, right. We have had another text here. It's not relating to the supermarket story, Ben.
What's it related to?
It's from Brad, friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
He said, Pappy is 100% someone calling you daddy. 100%. And he said, and the reaction you're giving is typical of most gay men when they're called daddy for the first time. It says, don't worry, Ben, you're likely to embrace the term in time. Although, not everyone does.
Right.
As I typically like my men to be my age or older. Anybody calling me daddy, aka pappy, is likely to have kills any chance with me.
Right. So if there's any arthritic companies out there, do you want to give me a sponsorship? I'll promote your bone density pills.
Daddy's getting grumpy.
Hair loss companies. What else? What else is?
I don't know. You're losing your memory. Do you want to find my Zima frame?
Oh, yeah. You know, at my age, the mind starts playing tricks.
I was at the supermarket the other day.
Yeah.
And I was looking around and I thought, oh, God, the mums are fiery today. Mm. And then I realized it's school holidays. Yeah. And I'm like, that makes sense because they're all angry. And then I realized it's actually Dry July. So that makes more sense.
Even more reason to be upset.
They're in withdrawal. They can't go home and have their mummy's special drink anymore. And they are... They're talking about ramming
their secret bottle in between the dish liquid and the
Dry July. Have you ever done Dry July, Ben?
I've never done Dry July.
No?
I don't see any need to. I just don't see any need to.
Okay.
I don't have a problem.
Well, okay. See, the thing is not many people even know this. Dry July is to raise money for a charity.
Yes.
And a lot of people say, oh, I'm doing Dry July, but they're not actually raising money for the charity.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it.
I think a lot of people do just do it because they have problems.
Yeah. You know? And they just want to be smug about it. But.
I mean, look, surely the best charity you can give back to, though, is your liver.
Yeah, exactly. Your liver is not a charity.
Yeah.
But take a guess at what charity is. What charity do you think they're raising money for, besides livers, which is quite good? You get 10 points for that one.
I don't know. Since I'm aging and old, the Osteoporosis Foundation.
No, it's not. It's actually raising money for people affected by cancer. So it funds projects and programs that improve the comfort and well-being of people affected by cancer. So things like wellness programs and transport services, accommodation, hospital equipment, and stuff like that. So, all tongue in cheek about Dry July, but if you
it actually is a really good thing.
It is, and if you know someone who's doing it, if they're not raising money, tell them to get online and do it officially and properly, and also donate a little bit of money. You're a dad; you got heaps of extra money, don't you?
Have you ever done Dry July before?
No, because I have too big a problem. I could not go a month.
Well, there was a story online that I was reading, and they actually say if you're quite a heavy drinker, i.e. you, that it's actually quite dangerous.
It is?
To give it up completely.
Yeah, right. Mm. That's interesting.
Is that why you won't do it?
Oh, look, I say I'm going to do it all the time.
Is that why you have a problem, Gabe?
I wake up in the morning and I say I'm never going to drink again, and come about 2 o'clock, I'm like, you know what helps a hangover? If you're doing Dry July, just suck it up and make some money for these people. Don't be like, ugh, I'm doing Dry July because I'm better than you, but I'm not raising any money. Whatever. Just have a drink and shut up. It's been a great morning, Ben.
It's been a great morning.
I hope you're doing all right.
You've been teasing me all over the place. Well, actually, I was teasing you because all your friends are breaking up with you via text.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Most people just do a gentle fadeaway and a ghosting.
Is it because you tease all your friends? You've been calling me old all morning, teasing me, calling me a daddy.
Nah, it's because I'm a bad person. Mm. That's what
I mean, you know, you'd be a little bit closer to granny, wouldn't you? Considering the fact you're a bit older than me.
Here we go. It's time for us to say goodbye,
It is time for us to say goodbye. You've been listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Thanks for listening. Here's a little bonus bit that really made me laugh. Love you, Ben. You're a dag.
I cried the other day.
You cried?
Yeah,
what?
I started crying.
That's not great.
Because I had a date that went really well.
Cried because it went well.
I was in yoga last night and I was doing shavasana, and I was thinking about this date, and I'm like, oh, it just doesn't normally happen to me like this. I need more love in my life.
Is this what it feels like to be happy? Oh, that's great. I'm glad the date went well.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.